It's the Coast to Coast Close-Up with Ben Chase. Hey, Ben.
Hey, Cal. How are you?
Going good. How are you?
Not too bad. As good as you can be.
It's been an interesting year, hasn't it?
It's been a really interesting year, for sure.
How are you holding up?
I'm doing okay. Major adjustments, for sure, and getting things kind of figuring out a good workflow for me in this time. It's like many people had to adjust and find out ways to work from home and be creative and find those ways as an artist. But it's been different, but it's been a learning experience, for sure.
Yeah. Are you learning anything different about yourself or about the way that you're operating, maybe since last year at this time?
Well, like, personally, myself, I'm a songwriter. I'm finding, like, it's crazy how when all this happened, you have to kind of find a way to find inspiration and creativeness in different ways. Like, we have, like, our everyday lives, and there's things inspiring us when it comes to writing songs. And our creativeness is just kind of there because we're always around other people and different vibes. And a quick adjustment for me was like, whoa, like, I'm just locked up in my house, so I got to find ways to be creative. And it's been challenging, for sure, but it's a good learning experience, for sure.
Yeah, nice. Good for you. The new single we're talking about here today is a song called About Last Night. Tell me about that song.
Yeah, so this song actually was one of my favorite songs that I heard from another artist back when that was unreleased. My friend Trinity Bradshaw had actually written this song with some friends down in Nashville. And she recorded it on an album that she decided not to release. And every time I heard this song, I was like, this song is so great. I said, do you think we could ever sit down with it and kind of put a little bit of what I call the Ben Chase touch on it? And we changed things around a little bit and made it suit me a bit better. And we took this song, which is about, you know, 6 or 7 years old, and made it kind of sound more modern like today. And it was my first introduction to a mid-tempo song, but it's something I'm very proud of. I wouldn't have typically done this with any other song. I've gone with a mid-tempo song, as most people know. Like, my live show is such an upbeat and crowd interactive, fun, energetic thing, but this is a kind of a really good song for me to showcase my vocals and have some piano in the intro before the band came in heavy, and it was just a really fun, growing experience for me.
Yeah, it sounds good. Of course, you're not playing in front of anybody, any live audiences or anything like that, but are you doing anything like Facebook on Instagram or that?
Yeah, so when the single was released, I actually did like an Instagram live party and a Facebook live that night. I've been doing some live streams here and there and hopping on some friends. You know, everyone's being really creative and coming up with live shows to help people keep entertained while they're at home. So I've been participating lots. Now, my first month I got to the island, I had to, or not month, I guess 2 weeks, I had to stay in isolation. And where I was staying, there was like absolutely zero Wi-Fi. So I was unable, the first kind of 2 months of this whole thing, I wasn't really able to be active on any live stream. I kind of missed out at the first little spurt that they had online because it was such a trend. Everybody was doing it and everybody's watching. It was awesome. But I'm glad now I'm moved to a place where I'm able to work and there's Wi-Fi and I'm able to Skype right. Good adjustment.
Yeah. Awesome. I wonder if this sort of thing is going to happen after COVID lifts.
I kind of wonder too. I mean, I see a lot of people's, you know, one thing that I realized from this release, as all my other releases, was the social media backing from my following. Obviously, you'll have, when I release a song, I'd have some, you know, people go and share it and be like, check this song out. But this one, it must have been 10 times as many people as my last release who, like, on Instagram, put it on a story. And it's, I think it's just typically because more people are on social media right now.
Yeah.
So it was in a way, as an artist, that's a kind of really cool blessing because you got all these people just putting their name, like, you know, using their page to promote your music, and it was way more than I'm used to, and it's kind of overwhelming, but it was really cool because obviously more people are on social media, so a lot of people are growing their following basically at this time because there's more people on their phone scrolling looking for something to entertain them, so it's really cool.
Yeah, you bet. Is Instagram the best place to get a hold of you on social media, Ben, or how
do
we find you?
I'm the most active on Instagram. Yeah. I do use Facebook quite a bit too, but Instagram is really my biggest platform where I connect with as many people as I can.
Yeah, yeah. Awesome. Thanks for the chat, Ben. Good luck with everything going on, and we'll talk again for sure.
Yeah, good to catch up with you, Cal. Thanks.
Ben Chase on the Coast to Coast Close-Up.